Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, welcome to another edition of the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. The sounds of soul, R&B, and classic American pop all come together in the music of Emily King. She's preparing to release her third album, a record that she made after a change of scenery when the lifelong New Yorker moved upstate. The resulting album will be called Scenery, and it comes out on February 1st. Emily King and her band are here to play some of her new songs. This first one is called Can't Hold On.
Satin lingerie. A little lower, little higher, change pace. Used to wait here, but you'd always be too late.
Song's called Can't Hold Me. It's a new one from Emily King. Great to see you again.
Great to see you too, John.
I'm sorry I renamed your song Can't Hold On.
I think
before,
it's a better title.
No. Great band.
Amazing band.
Let me introduce everybody who's here. Backing vocals, Carita Law and Shanae Johnson, both of them busting a move in that first song. Jeremy Most playing guitar, more backing vocals. Teron Creighton playing the bass and the bass synthesizer. Ethan Goldburn is playing our piano and his keyboards. And Jack DeBow is back behind our drum kit. Some of these are the same musicians that were here with you last time you were here,
that's
Emily.
That's right.
3 years ago when you did The Switch, which happened after there had been a little switch. I mean, you had moved out of New York for a short time, right?
I had spurts where I was traveling, and it made me want to stay where I was, stay put. You know, why go home if I like it here? Which led me to finally move out of the city just before this record was made, this new one.
And the album is called Scenery.
Yes.
And you would expect from that title that this would be kind of a more rustic, pastoral kind of record. You know, you're living out in the woods upstate New York. That's not what's happening, is it?
You know, you could take the girl out of the city. I wear my full garb in the woods, you know, heels, hairspray.
And how's that working out for you?
I don't know what the animals are feeling, but I feel like, you know, moving up there, you can easily just kind of let it all go. And I thought,
but
Emily,
don't
do
heels
it.
Like, don't you sink into the dirt?
It's hard. Yes, it's very hard. It's very comical, but I do I'm a city girl at heart, and I'm just gonna keep that with me. And so you're right. The songs, they don't necessarily sound like country songs.
No.
Yeah.
Now, as a native New Yorker, born and raised, what does it mean to be headlining at the Apollo Theater?
It means my family is finally proud of me. And neighbors that I've never spoken to in my whole life are going to be there.
Wow.
So this is finally our chance to connect. And it does feel like that. It feels like a reunion of sorts for, family and hometown.
Yeah. The album Scenery doesn't come out till February 1st. Now, that's the first chance that I've had to hear Can't Hold Me.
Oh, sweet.
Two of the songs have been released online already. Have you been kind of road testing these? You know,
yes, exactly. It's been just this past week is the first time that we've played this new music for audiences. And so that's been a thrill, you know, nerve-wracking thrill.
I would imagine it is kind of nerve-wracking because, you know, these are studio creations, right?
That's right. Yeah, we usually, actually Jeremy Most on guitar today and vocals is my producer and collaborator. Hi, mm-hmm. Jer, I'm talking about you. So usually we go in, we put the records down first and then we tour, which is maybe not the best way to do it. But this time I got this great band with me and we've just been having a blast.
Yeah. Any surprises in the transfer from studio to live performance?
More choreography.
Yeah. All right.
Or I should say different choreography, because when I'm recording these songs, there's some pretty ugly choreography going on. This is more polished. And the songs have their own life live already.
Yeah. Now, each of your three records, I mean, East Side Story had a kind of very strong R&B flavor. There was like a lot of classic soul, it seemed to me, in The Switch. What about Scenery? Does it have its own kind of sonic world as well?
I think we were listening to a lot of Tina Turner and Tom Petty, and I think we were moving towards that kind of 80s music that you listen to when you're driving down the highway type of music.
Which, of course, now that you're not in the city,
I know what it actually feels. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not the same when you're on the subway.
Right.
You need a certain kind.
You need a different kind of music.
You know, it's like, I think the driving pulse works better when you're alone in the car. Yeah. When you're in the subway, you need like James Taylor to cool you out, just to be at peace.
Well, you know, the late great Jonathan Demme, you know, in Silence of the Lambs, that scene where the girl's driving down the highway and Tom Petty's American Girl is, I mean, that's
okay.
That's just a great scene, and that is a great use of that song. That's what that song
it's the best combination.
Was made for.
And Jeremy and I had the chance to see Tom Petty play last year at Red Rocks.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that was a big influence for us, just to hear that music live. Yeah. And amazing.
Well, now the song you're going to do for us next, Look at Me Now, the beginning of this song sounds to me like it has very clear echoes of jazz standards, the Great American Songbook, that kind of thing. Was that, were you hearing any of that?
Probably exactly what you're hearing, because I grew up listening to all of that. And there was always the verse before the song got started.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of been a theme in our style. And it's kind of a nice way to set up a surprise.
Uh-huh. All right. Have I ruined something here by saying...
I think I just did.
Okay. Let's hear the song. It's called Look at Me Now. It'll be on the new album Scenery from my guest Emily King. But here is a live performance.
Hearing about me, how you dealing without me? Hello, did you keep all the records? Do they sound good without me? Hello, heard you got a new lady. Is she driving you crazy? Too bad. Did you keep the appointment? Does she like when we started? So
a lot going on in that little 3-minute song from Emily King. Look at Me Now. You'll find it on her forthcoming record called Scenery. I mean, on the surface, it's a song of you've broken up with me and now look at how well I'm doing. But there's a strong subtext of please.
Yes.
It's,
that came about that way. I thought, if you really want to tell the truth here, you know, it's more of like a insecurity disguised as sweat.
Yeah.
You're really feeling like...
Yeah. And Jeremy doing his best Brian May impersonation on the guitar there.
Thank you for noticing.
And the three of you, you know, Emily and Shanae and Carita, doing what looked like a super slow-mo version of the Macarena there.
Oh, my God, you called it, baby. I hope we don't get sued. Can you copyright the Macarena?
No, you cannot copyright moves with
Yes, that is our... Queen moment.
Have you seen the Queen movie, the biopic?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I have not seen that, okay. But I'm a huge Freddie Mercury fan.
Yeah.
And Brian May and the whole band.
We had Brian May on this show, on Soundcheck, many years ago, not to play guitar,
but
to talk about astrophysics.
You're kidding.
No, because he is an astrophysicist, a very prominent astronomer.
What?
Yeah.
I had
it's
no
always
idea.
Been his.
Wow.
So that was his.
That is so cool.
His double was guitar and astrophysics.
Wow. Making us all look bad, huh?
Yeah. Amazing. So now, Emily, before that song, you mentioned having grown up with the sounds of jazz standards and the songbook, et cetera. I mean, both of your parents are singers. Are they still performing?
They are still performing. My father is a straight-ahead jazz cat. He's an amazing singer. He also teaches, I'm going to shout him out, at Smalls. He teaches a vocal jazz workshop every Sunday at Smalls.
Really?
And it's amazing. I mean, I cry just every time. And my mother is a composer, and she does more classical singer-songwriter type of stuff with string arrangements and all this. So.
Mm-hmm. But they also have a duo thing that they did.
Well, when I was a child, my brother and I, we grew up watching them sing together. And they divorced when we were about 11.
Mm-hmm.
And so they stopped singing together at that point. But I just heard that Mom went by Dad's class last week without my brother and I even being there, and they sang a song together.
So on the one hand, that's nice. On the other hand, you know, would have been nice if they had let you know.
Yeah. Well, are y'all back together? No, it's not going to happen. But I'm over that. It would be horrible if they got back together, probably. They're wonderful on their own, you know, and we're all very close because my brother's a singer, too, and a composer and producer. And so we all just talk about gigs when we sit down at the dinner table.
So what was your parents' reaction when it began to seem like the kids were going to follow in their footsteps in the music world? Were they supportive? Were they like, oh, no, don't make the same mistakes I made?
I think it was mostly support. And it was all support. You know, I think they could see that we had that in us. We wanted to do it. And they didn't teach us anything else. So, you know.
Right. Right. And you...
The public school system, you know, they didn't have music in schools. But my parents were our school.
Right.
So that's what we learned growing up.
So you learned about the ins and outs of performing and touring and some of the logistical stuff that, you know, you don't see when all you watch is MTV. Well, MTV, there's no music on MTV anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, you're right. All of that stuff. You know, that's the kind of thing that I wish they taught in universities. When they teach music, they should teach you how to invoice, how to pay the band, how to communicate with people, get out there and network with people.
You know who's doing that now? The Juilliard School.
Are they?
Yeah, they have a business of music for exactly that reason, because it does you no good to churn out all these virtuoso musicians and then they're sent out into the... real world, and they have no idea how to sink or swim.
Yeah, so. And it's easy to get taken advantage of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And Berklee School up in New England is doing that too. So, you know, I think the realization is beginning to settle in.
You know, the word is out.
There is a real world out there. And it's a real world where if you have a hit, like you did with Distance.
Oh,
you know,
was it?
Well, I mean. Over a million.
Listen, I'm not going to argue.
Over a million YouTube views, something like 13 million streams on, you know, that track.
It's a hit for me. I mean, I'm still blown away that many people take to that song. I always liked the song. It was sitting in my inbox for years before I finished it.
Yeah.
And so seeing that reaction has been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But now, so my reality-based question here is, how do you or do you avoid chasing another hit?
No, you don't avoid that. I mean, look, I've never been on the radio, really. I think just now we're starting to get some radio play with this new stuff. And for me, a hit is just when people like a song right away. They don't have to be convinced. And so that's my dream. And I feel like with this new record, we kind of held ourselves to that standard for ourselves. We have to like the music first. You know, you can't fool yourself. Once it gets past that, then that's your safest bet. And then who knows what's going to happen.
Right. So, in fact, you're not chasing the next hit. You're just trying to do good work and
hope
that people will.
I'm still trying to get a hit.
So the song Remind Me,
yes,
you know, is one of these tunes that kind of blossoms in the chorus, you know, and it seems like, I don't know, I hear something there that I think people might want to be streaming and checking out on YouTube.
Thanks.
Yeah. You want to play it for us?
Can I take a sip of water?
No, no water for you. Emily King is here with us, with the band, playing for us here on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast.
Been without it for so long. Forgot what it feels like. Been in the darkness till you came along. Showed me the daylight. Yes. And now I'm trying so hard, but I can't shake it, shake it. Ooh, no. Oh, now I can't shake the memory, I can't fake it, fake it, fake it, fake it. Ooh, you remind me of something. You remind me of something. Something that I used to feel myself. Something that I used to feel. Like a heartbeat racing. Like a new beginning. You remind me of something else. Something that I used to feel. Something like what I've been missing. Like a new beginning.
something else, something that I used to feel, something like what I've been missing.
The song is called Remind Me, Emily King, live on the Soundcheck podcast, our live series of in-studio performances from newsounds.org. That song will be on the forthcoming record called Scenery, out on February 1st. Neat little modulation into the bridge there, oh. A kind of unexpected change of key.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. So I guess the big question now is, you've made the big move out of New York City. Do you still feel the tug? Does upstate feel like home, or?
It's home for now.
Okay.
I love it upstate. I love the woods. I think I really needed that, just being in the concrete jungle for my whole life.
Right.
I needed to not, you know, be able to sing without trash going inside of my mouth. I love to sing walking outside. And I saw a bear.
Okay.
You know.
Is that on the plus side or the minus side of the ledger?
I don't know.
Were you in heels?
I'm still here. That was pretty cool. It's just amazing to see animals like that in the wild. I mean, I saw a raccoon in the Bronx once. But it's just not the same as seeing a bear.
Yeah.
And the mice are field mice upstate, and they're cute. Here, they're all dirty and gray and ratty looking. But, and there's no water bugs upstate.
Nice.
Sold.
All right.
So come on up,
good,
John.
You gotta come make up. A good case. I would visit. Probably wouldn't be able to stay there. You know.
It's... No, New York City is home. Yeah. I mean, it's just all my family is here, and... it's just a wonderful, horrible place.
It's our place.
It's our place.
Yeah. Emily, it's great to see you again. Congratulations on the new batch of songs. They sound terrific. And thanks for bringing the band back in.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Trees fall, makes the hours in the day long, makes me wanna clear my head, find a little gap, and write the words to a song.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. Whoa.